Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, a series of announcements to get us going here. In 50 minutes, we're going to give away Caps Game 4 tickets. That's right, giving them away. Caps Rangers Game 4 Sunday, 8 o'clock at Cap One Arena. Got to tell you, somebody's going to go to that game and cover it. Would have loved a 3 o'clock start, but not up to me, B.
On the Friday?
No, Friday's 7 o'clock. Sunday, I'm saying.
What time is the game?
8.
And you wanted to be at 3?
I'd love a day game.
You got a night game.
Sundays are usually day games. That's all I'm saying. Also, we're streaming on YouTube. Check it out. The 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can watch me and Brian. Eventually, we'll get Aquarium Cam, maybe we'll call it, to get Jeff and Landfill on. I can't speak to when that will happen, but someday, boy can dream. Tomorrow, B-Mitch is going to be live in Detroit at the draft. I'm going to be live at DC City Smokehouse along with special guest Doc Walker. DC City Smokehouse is located at 203 Florida Ave, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2001. Every day, D-City fires up the great smoked meats classics and their signature Mac and Jack cheese.
Mac and Jack.
Mac and Jack, baby. Sounds like something Jeff did in college. D-City has great brews on draft and bottles along with a full bar to go with your half-smoked or D-City pit smoked wings. Do I pronounce this D-C City or D-City? Can I get an explanation on that? Let's find that out.
Is it D-C, then City, or is it D-City?
It looks
like
D-City.
Yeah, so it's D-City.
All right, D-City it is. We'll be there tomorrow, me and Doc. B will be in Detroit. We're going to keep
I'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is that where you guys are going?
Yeah.
Cool.
And Tap.
Yeah. Oh, at MGM. Yeah, I saw that. That's where you guys are doing the podcast tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I think Grant and Danny are going to be at Dudley's. I'm going to be in Ashburn. I also read something that I found pretty damn amazing. I'm a Amon-Ra St. Brown mark. I just like him. I like his nastiness as a wideout. Siciliano just tweeted this out. Apparently, Amon-Ra St. Brown took the SATs in three languages. Took the SAT in English, French, and German. Mm-hmm. English and French, I could kind of get, but German is very distinct. That's pretty freaking impressive.
He grew up speaking a different language.
I don't know. I'm impressed. I like that guy. All right, we'll keep the phone lines going here. Also important to find out, I'm working on getting like good, clean audio of this. Jaden Daniels.
What did he score? See, you tell me getting it in a different language means nothing if he scored bad.
I don't know. I assume was good.
That's a question that you throw out there. Could have taken me 8 languages if he were all failing scores. Who gives a damn?
I'm reading this from 40A. Who's in Detroit. Jaden Daniels, I guess, had a media availability. A reporter asked Daniels, there's speculation you may not want to go to Washington. Do you want to just squash that? Daniels replied, I'm blessed to go wherever I'm called. Whoever calls my phone when the commissioner gets up and says my name, I'll be blessed, and they're going to get my all. Reporter later clarifies, would you be okay being drafted by Washington? Yeah, 100%. We done here? Jeff, we done?
I'm done with it.
B's been done.
I mean, the next time somebody else read it, can we just not hear it?
Exactly. I've been done with it.
We don't have to read everything that people ask and say.
Well, this is the first time he has addressed it, and perhaps maybe he hasn't needed to.
He addressed it on, what you call him, show the other night.
Well,
he said the exact same thing he just said there.
Because Ocho just talked about the receivers, and he was like, yeah, those are good receivers.
No.
This is a he said, in that show,
he said about being blessed to go anywhere that he's picked in that same show.
Yeah, you're right, but not specific. This was, he was asked about Washington, and he said, I'm good.
We got to stop trying to look for exactly how we want it.
He shouldn't have to do that.
He addressed that directly then. The dude said, I will be happy and blessed to go anywhere that picks me, and I will give them my best. Same words he just used just there.
I agree. Also, major show announcement here. Rooster is joining us at 12:45. We definitely, if this streaming thing's going to work, we need a Rooster cam. In fact, we should probably go full Truman Show.
He can have this seat right here.
When do you have to leave?
Huh?
When do you have to leave? I don't even know.
When I leave, when I'm gone.
I don't need that much Rooster in my life. He needs a camera in the aquarium.
I had him for a whole hour.
At
the Green Turtle.
I got this in the chat. From Bilal Nas, he said, JP, not going to lie, when I first heard this show, I couldn't really stand you, but I realized this is actually who you are. So thanks, Bilal. I don't really know what to make of that. He goes on to say that he loves the show and is really excited. So I'll give him that. Al is in Hyatt.
I didn't stand you when I first met you. I'm joking.
Feelings mutual. Al, what up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, brother?
And not much. Hey, yo, first and foremost, B Mitch, you're my man. I remember growing up down the street from RFK and actually met you when I was like maybe like 9 or 10. We were on bikes and you were just hanging around and you gave me dap, and I appreciate that, bro. I really
do. Brother.
Hey, yo, so here's my thing right now, and this is what's killing me. I want our fan base to stop smoking crack right now. Just stop, leave it alone. And stop buying into the crap.
Put down the pipe.
Just put it down. Because here's the thing that everybody fails. All of us have had jobs. Hopefully we're working. At least hopefully we're working. And candidates can say whatever they want to say about, you know, working for a X company or Y company. But guess what? When they get that job offer, all that crap they may have talked about that company goes away.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're now getting paid. They are professionals. This is what we're looking at right here now. This is a professional thing. Yes, I might want to work for Apple. Yes, I might want to work for Microsoft. But guess what? I don't work for either of them. I work for this company, and I'm going to do my best job here right now because that's where I work.
Yep.
So all of this crap about him wanting to play for Daniel, yes, of course you have affinity for people you know. There's a teacher that you know, that you have affinity for. There's a particular job that you have an affinity for because you work there and you know the people there. That's common.
Al, it's a good call, bro, but you just entered like a windmill or something. It was a good call because I agree with him, man.
He's right, though. I mean, it's like, listen, man, I understand the excuse that this is the way the world is today. Not necessarily, because I would love to see if people really – I think a lot of times I see people changing their whole course when they know more than what the person just stated on social media. You don't have to react to everything that's said out there.
Yeah. A lot of this is craziness, nonsense. And listen, maybe there was a period of time where Daniels and his representatives really wanted the Raiders. And, dude, we can go back and play it. I interviewed Antonio Pierce in Orlando back in March, and he was very clear how much he wanted Jaden Daniels in Vegas. Maybe there was a period of time where they were hopeful that there was some sort of trade that could be worked out. Yeah. I don't know. This is speculative, right? But maybe that happened, and they were kind of holding on to some theory or some thought or whatever. But that period of time has clearly waned. Like, sure seems you don't want to – lock yourself into something because this group has proven they can surprise you, right? Mm-hmm. The Dan Quinn hire, I think, kind of proved that. But it sure seems like Jaden's the guy, and it sure seems like Jaden's cool with coming here. And no matter what, if you're talking about a guy with that athletic profile, the stuff he's had to overcome leaving Arizona State that Arizona State situation seems like it was an absolute mess. Come to LSU, have the balls to follow up Joe Burrow and the immense success they had, and then to deliver on it.
Go to a coach that's very, very tough.
He's a hard ass.
And play in a conference that's super tough for a fan base that expects the world. And he went through it smoothly. So, I mean, but the ultimate thing is, let's find it. Listen, if they could get rid of most of the social media sites, I'd be happy as hell.
I think they're only getting rid of TikTok.
Okay, well, get rid of that one, get rid of some more of them, because, you know, people need to get back to the world and start knowing and just reacting off of things you see instead of everybody, what somebody says. We make people be, like, bigger than life just because they say something. Oh, Lord, he said something else yesterday. Then he comes back today and go opposite of it, and we jump.
Well, what I've said repeatedly is, in the void of real information, reported information becomes real. And so much of this, outside of the emoji and the liked tweets, which I don't even know that I want to go down the liked tweets path, but like that was something somewhat real.
And most of these things that have popped up, Jay, got some smell to it. It's a bunch of.
The emoji was real. The emoji happened.
He put emoji out there, and does anybody know what the emoji meant? No, but we had 700 million damn meanings of what it was.
The emoji heard around the world. Now the mouth heard around the world. Chris Russell joins us next. Plus, we're giving away cap tickets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.